Platt Insurance, helping you protect your tomorrow. For more information or a quote, please call them at 330-856-6244 or visit them on the web at plattinsurance.com. Hey everyone, Lisa Resnick, Homes and Hops. I am here finally.
Yes.
With the Spruce Group. We have Nick and Erica, siblings, by the way, that work together, and they own Spruce Home Decor.
Hi, Lisa.
How are you guys?
Good. How are you?
Good. So we are also sipping on some Good for the Goose from Noble Creature, which in all honesty, like we were talking about it, is super good.
So good. Got hints of orange in there.
Oh my gosh. I know what I'm going to get next time, and I'm probably going to make this on my stops. This is really good.
And like you were saying, Erica, this is like a little mimosa.
Yeah, it really is. I mean, it tastes so good, the sourness, but then there's some sort of like bubbly or something that's kicking it. That's so good. So good.
It's really good. I really like it.
Stamp of approval.
Here, cheers.
Cheers.
Almost reach you. So the other thing that you'll notice is that I love your tagline. Kindness never goes out of style.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Who came up with that?
I think it's something that kind of been floating around. It really came about during the pandemic when we were shut down and we had kind of pivoted onto more of our online presence and what we're doing there online. But we really realized, you know, during that time that everybody was searching for something. And we were building this community of online shoppers and people that would watch our live shows. And the one thing that we kept hearing, especially after we reopened, and people would kind of just come in to pick their item up, you know, and still not want to be out. But they just kept reiterating like how much they felt like they were in a community of like kind people, like while we're all online at the same time. And it just kept, you know, coming back, like there was a lot of joy circling around that and a lot of kindness and people were making friends, although we couldn't even see our friends.
I know.
So there was just kind of this thought out there. And then we just were like, you know, that's interesting. That's an interesting way to go about it. And we always want to lead with that. We always say that what we do and what we sell is just a vehicle for these other things.
You're right.
You are like that gets them in the door.
That's exactly what I think and what I do. Yeah. What I do and what I sell is a vehicle for you to create your own business.
Yep.
To help spark the entrepreneurs out there. So 100%, I completely agree with that mentality. And I do. I think you should lead first in life with that.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So that's kind of where that kind of started from and where it came from. And then we just... we're like, this is exactly what we've been trying to do. Now it sounds like it's in words.
Well, both of you are super friendly, vibrant, entertaining, everything. Mm-hmm. So we're going to touch a little bit on your online because really, and I could be wrong, but I believe you guys were the first to start during the pandemic, the online shopping experience.
Yeah, I believe so. Yeah, it was something that we always wanted to do because I sold LuLaRoe probably a year earlier and I would do like a live show here and there. And we always wanted to do it, but we never knew how to do it. And we never knew what we were going to do and how we were going to do it. But as soon as everything shut down, I think I looked at him. I said, now's the time.
Yeah,
I was like, let's go live. This is how we're going to start it off. And this is what we're going to do. I said, if we get one or two orders, okay, cool.
Like, better than zero.
It's better than nothing.
I know, right? Nobody can come in. Something's better than nothing.
So we just started, I think our first show was on St. Patrick's Day.
It was.
And our store closed on the 15th, I believe. We weren't able to go back. We did it on the 17th. And we had followers. And we kept going live like 2-3 nights a week. And I mean, we saw great success. And we found that like we were growing a community.
Yes.
And I mean, it's still to day. I mean, it's so fun for us watching
as well. Like, it's great watching the both of you because you do have a great symmetry, the both of you together the show. And then it's also great to see all the products because it is amazing. Like, even when you walk around the shop, there are times where you will miss things or maybe you just need to hear it in a different way of what the use or what it could be, where it could go in your home or anything like that.
Yeah.
That I enjoyed that a lot. Of course, I also found myself wanting everything as well. So well done there.
Thank you. But you're right. I think sometimes when we get, when we're putting, stopping in a store in the middle of our day, and you don't always see things. I mean, any store, you're going to miss something. So this really presents the product in that focused, like one at a time, that you can really maybe then make your decision or see it, or and actually see it for the first time.
Yes, I agree. And then like just doing it and being able to display it and give them different ideas. They're at home, they're on their couch, they're looking around and they're like, oh my gosh, like I can see what they're talking about. This is exactly what I've been looking for. So in they would have never thought maybe to do this or do that or move it here. Or maybe they're getting up and moving stuff around the house, because it does happen.
Yes.
These ladies and gentlemen, they do these things.
They're measuring right now.
They're measuring, I mean, and we love that, which is just, it's crazy. A lot of gifting. I mean, gifting is a big deal, just to be able to say, wow, I would have never thought to put that together. And this person's so special to me, and I think that this would go. But I mean, just being able to see it and feel it and explain it, hand pick all these items. That's another thing.
So that was my next question, is like, how do you go about selecting the inventory that you have and like gauging like how many items you need for people? Like, I mean, you really have to be in tune with like your consumers.
Absolutely. It's definitely been a progress, or it's been a long journey, and we're still redefining it. Like every season we're like, oh, this season we didn't have something in this category. So really it breaks down. We have like this category of all kinds of different products in home and in gift. And we tried to go through it. And I do most of the buying. Erica does some of the buying for the gourmet food line, which actually has been a really big winner for us. But we could talk about that. But I try to, like, when I'm going through it,
hear about that.
I try to, like, fit in, like, certain products into these categories to make sure we're covering something for everyone.
Okay.
Or in all those areas of the home. So it gets tricky. So when I buy, I try to buy into stories, if you will. So if you come into the store, and this is why I also love the fact that we have a store.
Yeah.
Because at heart, I'm a shopkeeper. I love the online stuff. But I'm also, I love to go into little shops. I love to experience the experience.
Mm-hmm.
So for me, I don't want to lose that part. I totally love the online stuff. And because that's a convenience thing.
Well, you'll be happy to hear that through the pandemic and everything, they like studies are proving that brick and mortar will never go away. They are springboarding from everything that happened in the pandemic, that no matter how well Jeff Bezos is doing with Amazon, he cannot replace Spruce.
100%.
Ever.
Yep. For you sure. Just can't get that feeling. So in the stores, we create these stories each season. And it's basically a look that we see what's trending when we go to the show. So we go to Market like 4 or 5 times a year.
And where's that?
So Market exists in the bigger ones in the country are Atlanta, Las Vegas, New York. So
ooh,
it's these.
So you get to travel.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's these large buildings, like 23 floors. Yeah, right. Like 23 floors of showrooms of wholesalers that have set up these beautiful showrooms, and you really just shop the showrooms, and you pick
that
out, as Erica said, handpick. We pick out these items, we hold them, we touch them, we look at them, we think about the price point, we think about all of those things, the quality, and then we make our decision. So we try to create these stories around all these thousands and thousands and thousands of products that we could possibly carry.
I couldn't just pop into one of these wholesale shows. You guys have to have probably like
it's
a
very
certain,
special. Yeah, we have to have all of our different licensors lined up, sent in guest pass for each person. Like if we bring guests, like it's a big long procedure to do that. So no general public can go, but like just store owners and even a lot of the buyers for like Kohl's, a lot of the buyers for any of the
larger
major
corporate stores
are looking
interior
for
designers.
That's awesome. Do you get to negotiate?
So there is some of that. A lot of our vendors have, the more that you buy in, you know, there's different tiers of different things, and you get, you know, discount or free freight, which is huge right now.
We love it.
Anything that comes with freight at this point is great. So you kind of work in that. And there is some negotiation. The longer you're with a company, the more latitude. We're finally getting to that point because we're able to now have relationships that are going on 7 years.
7 years.
7 years.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
Crazy.
7 years, man. I was a young man when this all started.
Wait, looking back.
Actually, tell us that story. Like, how did it all start?
Yeah, well, our origin story really was I had gone away to undergrad.
Okay.
Did that for a little while, moved around the country, bopped around a little bit, ended up coming back to Ohio, and
we all do.
Right? and then I was working in a field, and I was just like, no, this is not my game. I'm not a desk kind of guy. It was banking.
Oh, yeah. You're not.
That is just not me. I tried to wear the suit. I tried to do it, but at the end of the day, it wasn't. So I decided to go back and get my master's. So I did higher education administration. I have my master's in.
Nice.
So, yeah. I love it. I love the field of college admin. I think it was great. I was in student affairs. I love working with students. I love being on a college campus.
Yeah.
So I went and I did that for a while. I ran university housing at the Georgia State University. But there just was something that was not being met. And I knew it had to do with entrepreneurship. Like I'm a creator. I love to create things. I like to build things. And I knew it was going to be in a business of some sort. I didn't know what. But ironically, at the same time, like those feelings were coming back up. It had been like 4 years that I had been working in that field. Erica was going through a transition too.
Oh yeah. So I was pregnant with my daughter and I ended up unexpectedly having her pretty early. And then I didn't want to go back to work. Like it was just something that I used to be a cosmetologist. I still do my friends and family's hair, but I worked behind the chair for 10 years. And then I was an educator at a beauty school for 5 years.
Oh, both of you.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Yeah. Yeah. Right? So I just decided like, maybe this isn't for me. I had Kennedy, she was in the NICU for a while and I just didn't want to leave her. And he ended up coming home. During this whole entire period, it was like within like 6 months.
Yeah.
And he was like, hey, like I'm thinking and I think we should open a store. I'm like, okay, well, what kind of store? He's like, well, people are really into like upcycling. Like that was painting furniture, like redoing things,
that's
like
right.
Accessorizing. And I'm like, okay. I'm like, well, I said, let's do it together. Basically is how it worked.
Yeah.
So we found our little building because it was in our family.
Yep. That was a big help in the beginning.
Okay.
So my family, we have lots of different businesses throughout our family. And we had a vacant space. And
where was this?
This was in Niles, where we still are, our original location.
We're still there.
And we were like, okay, well, the space is there. It needs a lot of love, but we can make it work. So we were like, okay, let's do it. And we remodeled that place and just started literally, Erica's right. That's what we started to do. We started to take old antique pieces of furniture and we would paint them, get them looking good, do the shabby chic look on them.
Yes. Resell them. Buy some more, do it again. Just kept putting everything we had back into the business, doing it, putting it back in.
Is that how the name Spruce came about?
Yeah, I mean, that is definitely part of it. Yeah, so Spruce was kind of derived from, actually, it was a friend of mine that I had met in Atlanta, was visiting Ohio, and I was telling her, we want to have this business, and we want to like redo things. That's upcycle. We want to produce something new. So we were just throwing around a lot of things, and at that point, we were working with a lot of good pieces of furniture. Right? Mm-hmm. They don't make furniture like they used to make it.
No, they don't.
So the
houses. No offense to anybody who's built.
Well, yeah. It's true though, right? Like that. We all know those great pieces of furniture you have that have been passed down to you, and they mm-hmm. are solid. They always are in style, but they're made and they're crafted well.
That's
and
right.
The wood is hardwood. It's solid wood. So the idea of sprucing up things, kind of giving it new life, but also spruce as in a tree, the wood in the tree kind of merged together and it just started to make sense.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So it's served us well so far.
We're just going back and looking at our different seasons, like how much we've evolved, you know, where we first started. And then when we first started accessorizing and then we went full on accessorizing, just the progress. I just couldn't believe, over the years, I'd love to do like a time hop or whatever of everything.
Yes.
It's crazy how much, you know, changes and good change and, you know, adapting to the community and serving the people and doing what they like and what we like. And
well, the leap from the upcycle world into more interiors or home decor and accessories, that world, it was a big one. Because we were running, you know, in the beginning, we were running at a very low, it didn't cost us that much to go out and find, you know, antique.
Those pieces.
Or, oh, you know, pieces of furniture.
Time.
It was all time.
We had friends and family giving them to us. Yep. We were just taking everything we could. I mean,
but
really.
But then we started to be like, okay, I remember putting in our first Christmas order with a company.
I remember too.
I was stressed out because I was like, we're going to spend this much money on things that, like,
we don't even know if they're going to sell,
you know, because we were making that transition.
It's intimidating.
It really is.
Like, we're putting this on my card, my credit card, and this is how we're going to do it. This is our first big one. You had went to Atlanta by yourself.
I did.
Because I didn't go. My kids were young. And he came back, showed me everything. He's like, do you think that should we spend the money?
So yeah, it's scary.
It's scary.
And especially if you've been working on a different process for your business.
Correct.
And, I mean, if you think about it, which I love how you guys started, and I do recommend to anybody who has the ability to start their business that way, to 100% start their business that way. Bergen started her business that way.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I know Zizzo's gone, but he also started his business that way. Beauty Boutique.
Yeah.
They also started their business that way. So I do think that it's the right amount of conservative.
Absolutely.
It's like conservative plus the creativity and the drive and the ambition, endurance, everything at the same time.
You are right. You are right. You know, like, I think that creative part, not only like with what you're doing, but just being creative with how you get the word out. Like, it doesn't cost a lot of money, especially in Youngstown.
Yep.
People are, it's a tight-knit community.
Very.
If you've got a couple friends that can help you, you just get the word out there. You let that grow. And I feel like, especially around here, when it is a grassroots effort, it's going to serve you better in the future.
Exactly.
If you could get those networks going, those people that tell somebody, you know, that's what it's about.
Mm-hmm.
It's really that believing in your what your friends are telling you, what your neighbors are saying, that's going to weave a fiber that is the foundation of your business more than any marketing dollar could ever do in that. So, you know, it's for
marketing gets you to that next circle of people you don't know.
Yeah. Absolutely. It gets you to that next circle. And there's a time and a place for that. You got to grow beyond the capability of the community that you've built in that smaller community to get to the larger region.
That's right.
And there's a time and place, and you'll know if your heart's in it and you're beaten with it the whole time, you'll know exactly when it's time. But you got to stay scrappy.
Yeah, you do.
You got to start scrappy and you got to stay scrappy.
That's right.
So what happened with the Christmas order?
It was wonderful.
It was good.
It was the catalyst into understanding if people are looking for the furniture that we've started with, that they're also looking for things to put on top of it.
Yes.
Yeah. And it just opened our eyes to this whole other world of business.
And fun.
And fun. And fun.
Right, yeah.
So it was wonderful.
I always find it's a lot of fun shopping for other people.
Oh, yeah.
It really is.
Oh, yeah.
It really is.
I mean, because we pick everything out we like. So it might not be what I'm putting in my house, but we like everything.
Yeah.
So we shop like, you know, we think about everybody. One, because everyone deserves something beautiful, whether, you know, it's going to be this item up here or this item down here. So we look at that. We look at, again, price points, because everybody, you know, we try to make it affordable for everyone.
Yes.
That's something that's in our mission statement that we love.
Mm-hmm.
But we look at everybody and shopping for everyone. Yeah. That's what I like.
Because, you know, as in business, you're going to not love. I mean, you know, there's a, you got to love some things, but there's also an audience for other things. It took me a little while to understand that. Because I came in with the design eye.
I understand that.
Yeah. Well, yeah, because I come in with the design eye. So most of the time people are asking my opinion because I'm more that side of the business. And it took me a little while from buying, not just for what I love and what I think looks beautiful, but understanding in a retail situation, that's not the conversation. They're not coming to you for your opinion on design. They're coming to experience it for themselves, and they have to find themselves in it.
Yeah.
So the things that I would put in my home won't necessarily show up in Spruce 100%, you know, and same with Erica, as she said. So we had to get to that point of buying, of really understanding our customer base.
Yeah.
You know, and really understanding who they are.
And that's constantly changing.
Constantly.
I mean, you have the whole crop of new people coming up and homeowners or renters. So it is constantly.
I think we reevaluate every single season. Okay. Hey, did this work for us? What are they seizing? For one, here, one item in particular, gnomes.
Oh yeah.
Listen, we were not on Gnome Game last year. We weren't on it.
They were never something that we either of us like
thought about.
No.
Thought about it.
Yeah, that's
we
fair.
Saw them trending. They were everywhere, but we're like,
and our customers were like, "Hey, get some gnomes in." We're like, so we got our first one last year.
Yeah.
And they were cute.
They
were cute.
They are cute.
And then everything gnome now, you can't.
Think it's because
you
of the movie.
It in stock.
I think Disney. And it's playful. And
just
I think
pay attention to what Disney's doing.
Well, you're right. You have to. It's very interesting. People always ask us because we are at the markets and things. What's coming next? What are you seeing for next season?
It's true.
It is very interesting to watch the progression of trends in home.
Oh yeah.
Because you can see them 2 years out. If you're really paying attention, a couple years out before they actually hit.
Yes.
So a company might start to develop or design like one or two things in this area. Mm-hmm. And you can sense the way that they're placed, that they're going to continue to add, or they have to watch how well that sells. But then the next year gets a little bigger. And then the third year,
it's huge.
It's on.
It's huge.
So that also with color, you have to watch fashion closely because home.
Yes.
Home decor dictates what fashion is doing. So
that's
we're
right.
really in a big neutral space right now. Lots
we're
of
very
neutrals, white space, you know, tans,
grays. Yes.
Fashion led with that, you know. So if you watch that and you see what's coming,
so
it's really
literally
interesting.
My mind is Devil Wears Prada.
Oh.
When she
the
said
scarf.
The color. She's like, you wear it because you grabbed it out of a bag that was on a sales rack.
Yeah.
When in reality, this all stemmed from me and what I selected for somebody to wear and put out there.
You're exactly
right. And
that's
how it's dictated.
That's exactly right. And you can, when you're in the business, and we're only in 7 years, I mean, there's some shop owner, you know, obviously out there that have been many years, you could really start to see how the thought process is and how they work. And it's really interesting. And then it's interesting for us to bring that here and then watch it to go into homes. And then, you know, like that whole cycle is a really interesting wave to watch. And we're really open about that. Like, I love being able to tell somebody, not only are you going to buy this for this season, but we're seeing it evolve. So it's not like this is going to be a one and done, right?
Which is like, nice to hear too.
And we tell them that. I mean, because when we go to the show, we're already buying for the next year. So if we're selling it in
21
and we've already gone and we're like, oh, this is going to still be a thing next year.
Yep.
You're going to be able to pick up things of your collection. They're doing it. Like,
yeah, absolutely. Mm. So those are just some fun things that we've learned along the way that you don't, obviously, when you're not in it, just kind of like realistic. When you're not in it, you're not paying attention, but it does impact you.
You see,
you just don't realize
you
it.
You see it in everything.
Yeah.
You see it in, I see it, especially now, the transitions and the recreations of commercial space. Mm. Trying to, I mean, you knew what was happening with WeWork, even though...
but, we've all seen the document.
Yes, but the concept of it is spot on. And I think it was Regis before it became WeWork. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, all these things, transitions of office space, more open space, more war room style versus like everybody being like isolated into their own desk.
Yes.
Although the older people still do enjoy having their four walls around them with a door. But but often there's a whole other crop of people out there that want to learn and experience from what their other coworker is mm-hmm. doing.
Yeah.
And have that camaraderie that they do. So it's the same thing.
Yeah.
And I love it. And that's what it's kind of like. You can never be settled and ever say you know everything.
No.
And I love being able to say, I don't know it all. Oh, I just exactly. don't.
Every day. I was like, I wish we knew the answer to that one, but I don't. So we have to make a decision.
Yeah.
And I don't know if we're making the right one, but we're going to make it.
Exactly.
I mean, every day.
It is. It's a constant uh-huh. evolving industry in the world. I mean, now the world is evolving so fast. And
yes.
we know. We've learned that we really don't know what's coming next.
It's
going
to be 10 years before you know it.
Oh,
oh my gosh, I know.
It really is.
Oh,
I feel like the 7 years probably was like a blink and here we are.
It exactly yeah. was. Mm-hmm. Exactly was. And we're just keep moving.
So you guys are right now in your two locations.
Correct.
Niles. And tell people where, for those listening, where they can go to your Niles
yeah,
location.
Our Niles location is 600 Robbins. It's right on Robbins Avenue. And we're there with about four different brick and mortars right next to Bellaria Pizza. So you'll see Bellaria Pizza. Everybody knows that.
Perfect.
We're right next door there in Niles.
And then your location in Boardman.
Mm-hmm.
1315 Boardman Canfield Road. We're in the plaza with One Hot Cookie, O Donut, G. Angelo's right out there. And you can find us there. That's our store that we're open Tuesday through Sunday.
Okay.
And then Tuesday through Sunday, it's 10 to 6.
Okay.
Oh, and then Sunday's 12:30 to 4. And Niles' location is only open on the weekends, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's awesome. Yeah. And you are right. I do want to touch base real quick on the fact that it is a story. I haven't been to the Niles location, but I know the Boardman location, it is a story. Like, you go in and you know you're walking. It's like you're walking through the various different collections that come together and they're perfectly meshed with one another. And it's really beautiful. It really is.
Thank you. Hopefully, we want to take people out of what's going on outside the door just for 5-10 minutes, just to kind of get outside of your head and come in and enjoy, whether it's buying or not buying, just to escape the world for a second. We all need that every now and then.
We need it more often than we probably realize.
Yeah.
100%.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for coming on, you guys.
Thank you, Lisa, for having us.
Cheers.
Cheers.
It's good for the goose, right?
Good for the goose. Cheers, everyone.